Hey there, I am so glad that you're here. Today we're going to be talking about facing off with your feelings about your dog past. And I really want to start with, who is this episode for? Now, this episode is for you if maybe you've had a sexual past, you feel the shame from it, or maybe you've done things that you're just not proud of. I think many of us could maybe say that we have a dark past, or maybe not. Regardless, I think it's important that you know a little about my story as well. In my new book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I actually open up with my story. I lost my virginity at a very young age. I was 12 years old, and I didn't know at that time, obviously, what love was or why I was doing what I was doing. I did not find Jesus until I was 22. Therefore, up until that point, my decisions, my choices were one of survival and one of how can I fill this need and desire to be seen, known, heard, and loved. See, we don't know that we need those things when we're in them. We typically recognize them as we begin to move out of that season and into healing, that we see why we made the choices that we made. Maybe you don't have a dark past, and maybe you have loved Jesus your entire life. But regardless, I think that there are times in our life where we've made decisions and shame will come for us. Therefore, to the girl with the dark past, I want you to remember this. The men or man you slept with before marriage do not define the value you carry. The photos you send to men or to that man for approval cannot keep you from the love of Christ. The men or man you lived with can't delay what God has for you. The way you use your body as an instrument for love does not take away the price Jesus paid for you. I know that the shame will come for you and the memories will try to remind you, while the enemy tries to convince you that you are beyond repair and far from lovable. See, the enemy's shouts will get loud, trying to keep you distracted. Trying to keep you distracted from the Father who has his arms stretching out and waiting for you. No longer do you have to run. No longer do you have to hide. No longer do you have to believe that you are too far gone. God sent his Son to take your place, a place that you could not bear, a place meant to tear the veil so that you could be reconciled into your Father's arms once again. Bring your past to Jesus. Bring your pain to Jesus. And remember, it's your history, but his story. I think one of the most important things I ever did in my walk with God and healing from my past is receiving this full revelation of what love is. Because the shame will come. The shame will still come for me at times. My memories will try to remind me. My past will try to convince me that what I did is beyond reconciliation, is beyond redemption. And you know what that keeps me from? It keeps me from experiencing the fullness of God. And as I mentioned in the series, I want to keep this kind of practical as well, because this topic can be really heavy, right? It can trigger you to think about things or choices that you made. We're facing off with our feelings. That means we're not going to settle or just live in what the enemy throws our way. It means that we're not going to accept what people say about us. It means we're not willing to agree with the lies of the enemy. It means that we can be an observer of our thoughts. That means we can confront our past without conforming to it. In my new book, Face Up With Your Feelings, I walk you through practical things for you to really begin to be an observer of your thoughts. Why is this important? Why do we need to face off with our feelings about our dark past? Because it hinders us. It hinders us from receiving love from somebody right in front of us, whether it's a friend or even a potential person, man, that you are going to marry. It blurs the lens of how we see the world. So the first thing I want you to think about when it comes to being an observer of your thought is prayer. we need to get so comfortable with prayer. So let us pray bold prayers, asking the Father to show us areas of our lives in which we have made an idol. And especially we respond to emotionally. What areas do we respond to emotionally the most, or the areas that we feel the most intense emotions? He will lead us to the topic, the person, or the event. We can trust him. The next thing, number two, is observation. As we begin to pray, we want to begin to observe our thoughts, which is really taking them captive. This is about us holding them without owning them. I want you to imagine sitting in front of a TV screen. You have a remote control in your hand. On the screen, your thoughts are popping up and scanning across the screen. You are the observer with the remote, watching the screen and having full permission to change the station. You have been given authority through the power of Jesus to cast down every thought, to make it obedient to Christ. Observe the thoughts or stories that do not bring restoration, redemption, or healing, and we need to write them down. These are practical ways that we can begin to move through our pain, that we can begin to be an observer of our thoughts, so we can face off with that dark past and say, "You no longer have control over me." These all four steps will be more in depth in my book. So make sure you go ahead to jessicahuddle.com, grab your copy, but let's go ahead and get on to number three. So the third thing to observe our thoughts is truth. The more we observe, the more patterns we see with our thoughts. These are the moments we get to take God's word to those thoughts. We may have certain feelings, but what does God's word say about what we feel? What does God's word say about our past? Take the thoughts or stories based on lies and search out the truth to them. What stories in scripture speak life to the areas feeling dead? I want you to write down the truth. Number four, repetition. Healing from old lies takes time. You are not going to be able to overcome and face off with your dark past in just one day or 1 month or 2 months. This is going to take repetition and consistency. Uprooting old lies and reaction patterns takes repetition, patience, and the grace. If you don't have peace, you've lost grace. That means that they go together. This is not about practicing positive thinking. We are transforming the lie and pattern at the root. One important step in renewing our mind comes when we can recognize a reaction pattern and bring truth to the real-time situations. To keep being persistent, we need to make sure that we take the truths that we know and begin to put them into places we struggle with the most, meaning those thoughts. Maybe it's on a bathroom mirror, perhaps on the scale. Would putting them in the car or on the refrigerator be best? We need to see the truth continually. Therefore, I want you to think about the places that you get triggered, especially with past lies, or maybe it's around certain people that you can put up boundaries with. Maybe it's you need to put it on a lock screen on your phone. What truths do you need in front of you over and over again so that they become the truth that you live out? Because when we bring and we choose to bring a memory to the forefront of our minds, we hold a greater ability to renew, to change our minds. When our thoughts are at the forefront of our minds, they are pliable. That means they're like a Play-Doh where we can mold them and shape them into what they need to be, which of course is God's word. When we begin to face off with our feelings of our dark past, it's hard. And I know that even as you're healing through this and you're walking through these practical steps and being reminded that no matter the photos you sent or the sex that you had or the age that you lost your virginity, I can guarantee you and promise you that there is redemption for you, that there is reconciliation for you, that there is healing for you. And most importantly, that there's purity for you, purity of body and heart. You don't have to keep having sex and you don't have to throw it all away just thinking, "I already messed up." You can choose today to remain pure, to get pure again, to work through those things. But maybe you're dating or maybe you're married. It doesn't matter the season that you're in because your past is with you no matter who you're with. Your memories, your mind, your body is with you no matter who you're with. That means that you get to choose to heal today. One of my favorite chapters in my book is probably chapter 10 as well. I think I'm biased to all of them, mainly because I have lived them out. I have breathed out these pages in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. But chapter 10 is about intentional healing. I told you, I want to make this so practical for you. I want you to understand, learn what's happening in your body, but I want you to be able to be intentional about the healing. That's what I always felt like was missing in a lot of the books is I felt like I was constantly learning, but I wasn't, how do I do this? Like, how do I put it into practice? And I take the clinical and the biblical and I'm making it practical for you to face off with your feelings with God and be able to pursue the healing I know that your soul so desperately wants. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I would love to hear from you. What is it that you are wrestling through right now with the Lord? I would love to hear if even this episode was something that you needed to be reminded of, that you needed to hear. Will you just come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle? I'm pretty much Jessica Hoddle everywhere, but I would love for you just to come follow me over there and just send me a message because most importantly, I want to hear from you. If you're somebody that also just, you almost just want to give up, you feel like you've been trying to pursue this healing thing or renewing your mind thing or overcoming the lies by yourself, I would love for you just to pick up my book. You can go to jessicahoddle.com, get yourself a copy. And most importantly, I want to do this with you. So we will be having a quote unquote book style launch of the book, but I want to make sure that you get your copy. Most importantly, because I know that I needed those pages. And I know that you will be blessed by them too. I'm praying for you. I'm rooting for you. Thanks for hanging out with me here on the podcast. Thanks for sharing the podcast. And most importantly, thanks for following, because that's how you get notified. That's how people begin to find the podcast, is with amazing people like you coming into this community and saying, let's do this together. As always, don't forget, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.